Manuscript Releases, Volume 6, Numbers 347 to 418. M.R. Number 404. Regarding examinations at Dansville, I have been trying to find time to write to you for some days, but there is so much to be done, I cannot do half I wish to. Adelia and the children have been examined today. The doctor pronounces Adelia sick. We shall have their written prescriptions this week. Then you can know more in regard to them. I think Dr. Jackson gave an accurate account of the disposition and organization of our children. He pronounces Willie's head to be one of the best that has ever come under his observation. He gave a good description of Edson's character and peculiarities. He enjoined upon him outdoor exercise and not much study. I think this examination will be worth everything to Edson. Dr. Jackson's reports. Description of Willie C. White's character. This boy is of the nervous, bilious constitution and gets his peculiarities almost entirely from his father or from his father's mother's side. He is of good stock and good blood. He is thoroughbred. He has got a woman's temperament and will be kind, loving, and courteous. He has an excellent head and will make a kind, good, true man. He will always make friends wherever he goes. He has a fine physical build throughout, with the exception of his bowels, which are too large. He is of scrofulous habit and decidedly predisposed to enlargement of mesenteric glands, and is in danger, under bad habits of living, of having them so increase in size as to break down his nutritive capacity. He should live upon the simplest food, making fruit an essential or staple of his ailment. He should not be pushed in school, but be permitted to learn largely from out-of-door things or inductively, cultivating his special senses rather than his abstract capacity for learning until he is 12 or 15 years of age. If he is cared for with proper heed and propriety, there is no reason why he may not live. But he is liable to diseases of the glandular system and bad habits of living, indicated by gross food and the use of stimulants and spices, would, in the long run, be very prejudicial to his health. He has a very fine organization. His bone and brain, muscle and sinew and blood are all of fine quality. If he can be reared to manhood, he will take rank as a lover of whatever is good and true in any community where he may be. He naturally takes to the right and true. Of his own accord, he would sustain loving relations to those of his own age or more advanced in years. His education we could hardly speak of at present until he is older. That needs to be decided by what he will, in years to come, exhibit. He should eat but twice a day, have his body kept clean, be brought up to industrious habits, and taught to regularity in their exhibition. Signed, James C. Jackson. Our home, Dansville, New York, September 14, 1864. Adelia Patton. Reports on her examinations by Dr. Jackson. We passed examination a day or two ago. As my turn came, he set me a chair and said, "My dear, you are sick, aren't you?" Brother White gave him a little sketch of our Graham life during the past summer and of what my cares and labors had been. He said that I had evidently overworked, that I must make a decided change and take a rest, or it would tell seriously by and by. He gave advice, etc., and said when I got thoroughly initialed to their style of living, if I took proper exercise and rest, I would enjoy better health than ever before. I have their system, about one half of it practically learned. Released, March 11th, 1975.